The Islamic Revolution leader says science is a means to secure national might and wealth. Iran's railway company says European firms are to invest in the nation's rail network. And Jalili says all conscientious nations and people around the world pay due regard to the Palestinian issue. Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says science is a means to secure national might and wealth. Addressing more than 1,000 academic elites on Tuesday, the leader said despite its 150-year scientific and technological backwardness, the Iranian nation enjoys great potential and can tap into its capabilities to make up for its backwardness. Ayatollah Khamenei underlined all the achievements and progress of the Iranian nation over the past few years have come on the back of homegrown talent and without any foreign help, adding the nation should reach a stage where it can use science to produce wealth and, in turn, use the wealth to secure more scientific progress. The chairman of the Assembly of Experts says Iran has made a firm stand in the face of Western mischief and is determined to remain on the path to progress. Speaking at the opening of a meeting of the Assembly on Tuesday, Ayatollah Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani touched upon the sanctions imposed on Iran over its nuclear program and added they fail to respect the Iranian nation's rights. He said this comes despite the fact that the International Atomic Energy Agency is there to pave the way for peaceful use of nuclear technology by nations. As for the presence of American occupiers in Iraq and NATO forces in Afghanistan, he said such presence is meant to take more advantage of the regional resources. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has expressed condolences to the families of the Iranian and foreign victims of Kyrgyz air tragedy. Managing director of Iran's railway company says European companies are to invest in the nation's rail network. Hassan Ziari said a contract worth 1.88 billion euros is about to be finalized with a European firm to help build the Mashhad-Gurgan railway line. He noted preliminary studies have already been conducted on the 310-mile-long railway. Ziari added the Iranian side has also reached an initial agreement with a German company to set up an express train line between Tehran and Mashhad. The Salfars gas field in southern Iran is to produce 12.5 million tons of liquefied natural gas annually. The remark was made at an oil and gas conference in Tehran Tuesday by Ghulam Hossein Nejabat, managing director of the National Petrochemical Company, NPC. Nejabat said once phase 24 is complete, a total of 1 million barrels of gaseous condensates and more than 600 million cubic meters of methane will be produced on a daily basis. Iran's Minister of Mines and Industries, Ali Akbar Mehrabian, said on Tuesday, inauguration of 750 major industrial and mining projects during Government Week will create 24,000 job opportunities in 30 provinces. Mehrabian further said these projects have absorbed over $1.7 billion in investment. He added last year, more than $14 billion was set aside for the construction of some 8,200 industrial units across the nation. Points in the two modalities Tehran and the Group 5 plus 1 have presented over Iran's nuclear program determine the framework of future work between the two sides. The top diplomat said on Tuesday the main question on the table in talks between Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, and EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana, who represents the Group 5 plus 1, is how to get the talks started. He added in the modality put forth by Group 5 plus 1, there are two main codes. One focuses on an international freeze on sanctions in return for a freeze by Iran on its development of centrifuges, and the other revolves around suspension. Motaki said in the Iranian proposed modality, however, there is one main point, agreed action. Further talks are a must to decode those points, he said. All conscientious nations and people around the world pay due regard to the Palestinian issue. In a meeting with head of the Palestinian Liberation Organization Farouk Khatoumi, the Iranian official said the glorious victories of the Palestinian people have come on the back of unity and resistance against the atrocities of the Zionist regime of Israel and its supporters. Jalali touched upon the Israeli regime's chaotic political situation, adding even Zionists themselves are not hopeful about the future. Khatoumi, in turn, appreciated Tehran's backing for the Palestinian people and underlined the best way to reclaim Palestinians' rights is for all Palestinian groups to remain united and continue their resistance.